Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. This is your host, Michael, saying welcome to our anniversary show. That's right. This is the ninth, going into our ninth year. God bless. For all those folks that think we could make it, we did. We start our ninth year today. That's right. The slogan which we have is we've been the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's why it's a talk show. The only one in the world. That's right, the only commercial talk show in the world for the visually impaired and blind. And we welcome the sighted folks to listen to our radio show. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 to call in. Meanwhile, let's listen to our players a little bit. These are our players tonight. Start off with my beautiful co-host, beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here, Michael. Thank you, everybody. It's very exciting to be here going into our ninth anniversary, our ninth year show. And we couldn't do it without the next few people that Michael's going to introduce.
Jilla.
Hi, Michael, and hello, everybody out there. Happy anniversary, Blind and Beyond. This is amazing. So we lost you for a second, Michael. So,
I don't know why, because we see you. But anyway,
it's all good.
Yeah, we're so happier with us, and I wouldn't be the same without you, Sheila.
And all the way from Florida, our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, everybody, and I want to thank you all for coming and listening to our anniversary show today. It's going to be very good. Stay tuned.
And don't forget our engineer, the producer, the one, the only pushing all those buttons, but with us many years. I think he's almost from the beginning.
Of course he has.
Yes.
Who else?
Chris Shaw, are you there? Oh,
maybe 1 week he wasn't with us in the beginning.
Chris Shaw?
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Hey!
Hey!
Fred Flintstone, I think it was, right?
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Shout-outs. I'm going to start some shout-outs. I got to give a shout-out. Yeah. I got to sing happy birthday to my girl. That's right. Christine Belts. Christine Belts.
Christine,
absolutely. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to Chris Belts. Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. Okay, you sang happy birthday to Christine. I just have a couple shout-outs. I'd like to thank Patty Moore and Green Acre. Lovely email. Thank you, Patty.
Hey, Lynn, Mike, you did it again.
Yep, you guys are falling out.
I don't know why. We are not doing anything differently. The mic is on.
Mic is on. What did you hear? Did you hear me sing happy birthday to Christine Bell?
Oh, yeah, we heard that.
Say happy just birthday. Lynn. And Lynn was giving a shout out to someone.
Right.
Yep.
We lost her.
You said somebody from Green Acres?
Yeah, but there's nothing amiss on this end.
Well, we're just telling you that you are kind of going dead for a second or two. So it could be your Zoom.
Yep.
So. Well, just bear with us. That's technology.
Exactly.
So, yep. Yeah. So I'd like to give a shout out to Patty Moore in Green Acres, Florida, who loves the show and wished us happy anniversary. And we appreciate that. I'd also like to give a shout out to Lauren Branch, who is the CEO at New View, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And we are glad to make your acquaintance and glad you're enjoying the show. How about you, Gary?
Yeah, I got to give a big shout out to my son, Wayne Sinclair. I talked to him a little bit ago, and he said he was definitely going to listen to our anniversary show tonight. So I hope you enjoy it, Wayne.
Somebody else just joined it. We'll talk to Sheila first, though.
Sheila?
I don't have any shout outs except to all of those that I have sent out the email to about the show. I hope you're listening, and I hope you'll call in if you wish to. We lost you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Shout out. This is a shout out that needs to be said. I'm sure he's not listening, but without him, there would have been no radio show of this type. His name is, well, you should all know it by now, the one, the only. He was our boss. He was our mentor. His name is Carl Tutera. That's his real name, Carl Tutera. His stage name was Carl. What was Carl's? Carl Como. And he's the one who put us on the air. He's the one that hired us. When we were looking for a job, he hired me as a salesman to sell for the big A-10.
W-E-U-S.
W-E-U-S. That was a sports.
Star over Orlando.
Yep. It was a sports affiliated with CBS Sports. And if it wasn't for him. And by the way, I'll just tell you real fast. The show started from negativity, Two people in his studio, we were walking by, and what happened was they were knocking me as a blind person. And after he found out about it, he fired both of them. And he said to me, Michael, what can I do for you? I said, you know what you can do for me? The world should know more about people like myself that are blind. More people should know about blind people, because I never knew a blind person until when I was sighted. And he said, get me a sponsor. 3 o'clock on Saturday is yours. If you get me a sponsor, you can have the hour. And that's how it started. I got Budweiser, and they were our sponsor. And we went on at 3 o'clock on Saturdays. And that's how it all started.
I remember those days.
Remember those days?
Oh, geez.
Those were the days,
you know what
my
else,
friend,
Michael?
And just joining us from Indianapolis, Indiana, the big one and only Dave Hildebrand. David, are you there?
Our co-host,
Our
Dave.
Co-host, Dave. David Hildebrand from Indianapolis.
Oh, wait. I asked him to unmute, but he didn't. Dave, unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself, David.
Maybe he can't.
Yeah.
But, Sheila.
You know what else is amazing, Michael? They told us, there's a few people said we wouldn't last 2 months. Remember that?
No, you mentioned that last week, Gary. I don't recall that.
One person made rest in peace, and she was a doll baby.
Yeah.
She said nobody would listen to it.
But she didn't put
no.
Yeah. Well, David seems to be having a problem unmuting, so we'll catch him later.
He probably has to get the okay button. Muting. So,
well, in a minute we'll be going to break, and then hopefully our first guest of the lineup will be joining us. It's going to be a busy 2 hours.
That was a long time ago.
Oh my god!
Yes, it was.
What year was it? 2010.
I see Sheila and Gary walking in the smoky room at the Green Parrot.
Oh yeah, at the Green Parrot, eating wings.
Oh my gosh. The
best wings in town.
They were. They were.
Yep.
with Dan Spoon and Leslie and a whole bunch of other
people. Sherry Brun.
Sherry, yep.
Yeah.
Her dog, guide dog, Bailey. So I think we should go to
break. Okay.
Let's keep
it. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond anniversary show. That's it. That's our anniversary show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse.
I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Welcome back to our anniversary show. This is our 9th anniversary. That's right. We've been around. This is going into our 9th year, believe it or not. This is your host, Michael. For those who don't know, this is a talk show. You see, we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. We are a non-profit radio show. That's right, non-profit. And we've been on the air, well, as I said, this is going on to our 9th year. For those folks that are listening, that are sighted, we thank you for listening. For those folks who are visually impaired and blind, this is your show. Welcome to your show. That's right. You can call in anytime, 407-894-1680. We'd love to hear from you. That's what we always say. We talk, you listen, you listen, you talk, we listen. And for those folks that want to call in and that are sighted, welcome. You can call in too. This is your show as well. So that's what we're all about. Sheila,
They can call on in. There's a lot of other sighted people that do call on in because they might think, well, I don't want to be the sighted person calling on in. No, nobody else. There's a lot of them to call in our show.
Hey, I thought I'd call in too.
Hey, Dave. You snuck in.
What's up, guys? And Brenda, yeah. We're all calling in.
Hey, yeah, how are you?
I am good. Yeah, I was having difficulty unmuting because I was in the car. We just got back from dinner with Dave Schleppen back up here in Indianapolis and his lovely wife, and actually Lafayette. And good time. It's a little rainy and cold up here, but we're having fun and anxious for the eclipse tomorrow.
And what's the weather?
Good.
What's the weather up there tomorrow, Dave?
Tomorrow is going to be very nice. They're expecting it to be mostly clear and 74 degrees. So. but it's going to get down to the upper 30s tonight. So we'll see what happens. But we've got our fingers crossed anyway.
Welcome, Dave and Brenda. They're making it all nice and pretty for you old folks that came all the way from a place called Orlando, Florida, all the way to Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yep, they're showing us a good time up here for sure. And I can't wait for tomorrow. Terrific. It's going to be really wild.
Yeah.
Terrific.
It's going to be something else.
True.
And then the team out there, what do they call Michael? The Purdue
basketball.
Boilermakers. Yeah, the Purdue Boilermakers.
Yeah.
They're playing for the Boilermakers for the championship. Them versus UConn.
Are you going to hang around, Dave, for a little bit, or you're going to leave?
Oh no, I'm back at the hotel now, so I'm sticking around.
All right. Well, I'm going to introduce our first guest. All the way from San Francisco, you might know her as Sharon G or Sharon Giovinazzo.
Wow, and you can't even say it right. It only took you 9 years to remember it. I love it.
Wait a minute. You're talking to me, not Michael. He can't get it right.
I know, but one's the other.
Hello, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You?
You're doing fine. You are fine. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
What's going on, guys? Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Golly, it's been 9 years already?
That's right. 9 years.
Yep.
Wow. I tell you, the only radio show that brings the blind and sighted community together, what?
That's true.
It's true. It's no lies. I tell you. I remember back in the good old days when I was back in Little Rock, Arkansas, and you were a lifeline for us for your advertisement and putting everybody together. And people would say, we heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Wow.
That's what it's all about.
Sheila, you have a good memory. I was trying to remember if we met Sharon with Blind Matters, or was it just Blind and Beyond radio show?
No, Blind and Beyond.
No, just Blind and Beyond.
Okay. It just seems like forever.
It does seem like forever. I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, that's a good thing.
That's terrific.
It definitely seems like forever. Y'all are part of the family, and I couldn't live life without you.
Well,
there you go.
You know, I remember the day.
I remember picking up at the railroad track.
Yeah, that's right.
Sharon gets off the train, and I'm trying to remember. You didn't have a guide dog then, right?
I've had a guide dog the whole time I've known you.
Wait, you had Watson
then. I had Watson. Yeah,
you had Watson.
Oh, you just heard his name.
Sharon gets off the train in the middle of Winter Park and starts screaming, hey, hello. That was so fun. Yeah.
That's right. He enjoyed the bay today. He went swimming in the bay.
I saw that.
Wind has sprung.
Your stalker friend, Lynn, I saw you guys at the water there. That's so nice.
It's so beautiful. I tell you, it was such a lovely day. And
I live
in the Bay Area, but I don't live in San Francisco. I bought a house on an island, and you just walk outside and it smells like flowers everywhere. So,
how's your jaw?
Good. I'm still talking a little funny, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I go back and get all the permanent teeth in on the last week of August. So, I'm looking forward to it. I did regret my life decisions for a couple of days, though. There was a lot of pain, but that's all right.
Well,
I'm a pain. I mean, you should know that by now, right?
But you're on the better side of it now. So.
Well, yeah, we're on the downhill side now. That's for sure. Right.
Tell everybody,
it takes a lot to keep me down. So,
Sharon, tell everybody how you get to work and every day. It's unbelievable.
I don't know. They might be jealous if I tell them, Lynn.
Tell them.
I take a boat to work. I take a ferry to work. And so I just walk around the corner. I live on the island, but I live on the island of Alameda, which is... You can stand on our shore and see San Francisco. It's the best place to view the fireworks, from what I understand. And so I just hop on a boat and take a 25-minute boat ride to work. So it's a lovely thing.
Sweet.
And how fun is it when you live on an island and take a boat to work? And in the afternoon, they serve wine on the boat.
I saw that. Wow.
Yeah, only if they
were. How far do you live from the ferry? How far do you live from the ferry?
So for the 6:30 ferry, I leave my house at 6:20 and still wait in line for a couple of minutes while we're getting on board. So literally around the corner.
Wow.
And then around the other corner, I get the bus because my ferry doesn't run on the weekends. And so I catch a bus and then go to BART, and I have the freedom of going anywhere in the Bay Area. So it's lovely.
We got a question for you, Sharon.
What's that?
Hurricanes. We have the hurricanes here, but you once in a while get hurricanes over there. How much does it affect your island if something comes on in?
Yeah. So very little weather. There's been a lot of rain this winter, and it's well needed because of all the droughts that happen in California. But being in the Bay, we're kind of protected from what normal weather is. And the amazing thing is, you know, I grew up in Central Florida, so I know hurricanes, I know tornadoes, I know hot. I lived in Little Rock. I've lived in Texas. I've lived in Alaska. I've lived at all the extreme places that you can be. Here we have about a 15-degree variance of temperature. So it's like spring or fall all the time here, which is just lovely.
Wow. You pay your dues.
70 this week. I mean, I'm excited.
Wait a minute. What I hear, you were an Easter Bunny? You were an Easter Bunny?
I was an Easter Bunny yesterday. My name was Sunny the Bunny. And we had a learning program, and we had our spring celebration. It was our second annual, done in partnership with Guide Dogs for the Blind in San Rafael, which is just down the street a little bit. And I dressed up as the Easter Bunny. How much fun did I have?
Oh, wow. Never saw a blind Easter Bunny before.
Well, I know that Easter Bunny was using a cane, too.
That's funny.
I decoupaged my cane out, so my dog is too embarrassed to see me in public. So
that's a wonderful program, though. Guide Dogs for the Blind is one of our sponsors.
Yeah, they're wonderful. Chris Benninger, their CEO, and in partnership with us. And it was just so lovely to be out on their campus. It's in such a beautiful location, and they do such great work. They have the San Rafael campus. They also have one in Oregon. And just such a lovely, lovely, lovely place. So we so love them. We really do. Great partnership. We have an immersion program with them. And so our orientation and mobility instructors help to teach some of the people who are guide dog curious, I guess you could say, that may not know whether they want one or not. And so they go out there and they get to test drive dogs and learn all the good orientation and mobility skills that are needed. So... And so what's on the docket for the next 9 years, guys?
The next 9 years.
We're going to be hot and heavy and going all night next nine.
What did you say,
hot,
David?
Hot, heavy, and going.
So we're just working on next month right now.
David, tell Sharon what you're doing in Indianapolis right now.
What are you doing?
Theater in the room.
So we are up in Indianapolis for the solar eclipse.
Oh, nice.
But I'm come up with you know, the tactile engineering is only a short ways away from Indianapolis, and so I'm up with them, going to be enjoying the eclipse with using the Cadence tablet, so that you can actually feel the eclipse on this.
Oh wow, device. Isn't that awesome?
So,
playing field. I mean, technology just wow. You know, I'm kind of regretful right now that I'm in San Francisco, because we'll have a 30% eclipse. And if I was in Little Rock, where I spent my last 8 years before coming here, we would have totality there.
That's right. Yep. Arkansas.
Oh, Dave's also up there for another thing there, Sharon.
Oh, yeah. What are you up there for?
Next month, I'll be up for the Indy 500.
Oh, I'm jelly.
Because the Cadence tablet is going to be represented there too, and they're finding a way of representing the race on the tablet. So
you'll actually be able to feel the cars as they go around.
Well, feel the cars and or something similar. You know, I'm not even sure how they're going to represent it at this point, but it's going to be
interesting. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
And I tell you, and you know what part of that is. It's part of that is because of the Blind and Beyond radio show that helps to spread that message, is where people can get out and live the life that they want to live, do what they want to do, have the technology in their hands, is where we can lower that unemployment rate. We can do all the things that we've talked about for so long. Now we're going to be able to do it, right? And that's because Glenn and Michael.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying it. That's the truth. That's what we're all about. And that's why Indianapolis 500 is having Blind and Beyond. Do it live on the radio, and David's going to be interviewing different folks before the race, during the race, and he's also going to be introducing interviewing a blind race car driver.
Dan Parker. Wow, Dan, that's amazing. Did you ever? Are you driving, Dave?
I might.
You might?
I'm driving Brenda crazy, but I'm not driving any cars, I don't think. Well, you never know.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm tempted. Hey, if they give me the opportunity, I'll go for it.
That's right. I mean, you need to come out to San Francisco. I mean, we have autonomous taxis out here with the Waymo system.
And I've got a stepbrother that was connected with Google and is just retired. So I'm kind of anxious to meet him. He was kind of big and involved in a little bit of that. So
yeah, it's kind of amazing when you get in a car and there's no driver. So
yeah, that is nuts.
It's one of my favorite modes of transportation.
I could go for that.
Right. I mean, there's no, why do you have a dog with you? Or
yeah, you don't have to deal with it.
You don't have to deal with any personalities, that's for sure.
Right.
And not to interrupt, but I think we have a caller. Chris, who is it, please?
We got Brian from Jensen, Florida on the phone line.
Oh, it's my Brian. Chris. Oh, hi, Chris.
Hey, Sharon.
I love you.
I miss you, Sharon. I got to come visit now.
Yeah, come on.
I'm gonna
say goodbye. Thanks so much for letting me come on and wish you guys a happy anniversary.
Thank you, Sharon.
Bye.
All righty, so we have a caller, Brian from
Jensen Beach.
Hello, how are you guys? Congratulations on 9 years on that. That's pretty amazing.
Thank you so much.
You know, especially nationally syndicated, that's like a whole different league. You know, it's not just a local little. That's amazing that you guys did that. But I used to work for a radio station up in Albany, New York, years ago, and one of the guys on the air actually came up with an idea for, you were saying, race car drivers, blind race car drivers. This guy came up with an idea called the IROC 500. And they had blind race car drivers driving around the track, and they had a sighted person in the front seat with them, telling them, you know, make your little left, now make your left. Uh-huh. And so the fact that you guys said a blind race car driver, it's pretty amazing, you know. I mean, that they did, and then it was like kind of like a warm up race for like the actual race. It was in Fonda, New York. They have a big track.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it was definitely. It was called the IROC 500, though. You know, we were like a comedy team. So,
Brian,
this is
Brian.
Yeah,
have
this
you been
is Brian.
Listening to the show long? Because the first time we ever heard from you.
Okay, another crazy thing. Last week, I was at the beach in Jensen Beach, and I went to the beach, and I was putting on sunscreen, and I put some on my face, and I got some in my eye. Now, this is a true story. I got some in my eye, and I was trying to rub it out, but technically I rubbed it in, and I literally couldn't see. I mean, I could barely see. My eyes were tearing, and I mean, this went on for a few hours. I was in actually pain, and I was oh my God, I couldn't believe it. So I turned on the radio. I said, man, I can't even drive home. I put on the radio, and they sighted your radio station came on that I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian, guys. When I heard that, I actually started laughing like, wow, I didn't even, what are the odds of that? You know what I mean? I put it on.
That's unbelievable.
It was meant to be.
Yeah. So I sat there and listened for a while. Now, this week I was like, oh, I got to listen to it again. Cause it's a cool show, you know?
Thank you so much.
And we hope you listen next week too. It's going to be a really cool show.
And also, you can call in sometimes and win a prize. We have a lot of trivia going on.
Well, yeah, that's cool. But that's a true story. I love the show. And have a nice weekend, guys. Congratulations on 9 years. That's amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling in.
Appreciate it so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
Appreciate the call.
Bye, Brian.
Very nice.
We have another caller, Chris, or is that the same one?
Same one.
Oh, okay. What a wonderful call that was.
That was amazing.
Yeah. You know, I remember we met somebody years ago, and this is no joke. He was playing volleyball on the sand. And he got sand in his eye and was rubbing it, and he became totally blind.
Yep. So for the, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't mention any names, but for the sighted people out there, just like Brian said, the worst thing you can do is to rub your eye. It's better to flush your eye out with some water.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the instinct,
for those folks
know.
That don't understand, you can go blind many different ways. You don't need a disease. We know somebody who fell down in a supermarket and when he went blind. We know somebody who was parking the car and got shot in the head and he went blind.
And then there's this guy that they went blind from stress. I know.
That's right, me.
Yeah.
This one fellow.
Yeah. Where are we? 736. Let's see, where are we? Okay. So in a few minutes, we should be having our next
Well,
guest.
Folks, for those who don't know, you're listening to a show that's been, what can I say, a dream that's come true. A dream that came true. This nonprofit radio show has taken, well, more than 2 million people now listen to this radio show world. Well, just in the United States. They tell us we reach 14 million worldwide. And just in the United States, a lot of people are listening and more people are listening every day, especially now we're advertising, doing a lot of advertising right now. And we have a lot of people in Canada listening to the radio show.
We've even had advertisers from other countries.
This is true. We love our Canadian friends, though. Our brothers on the other side of the border there. Brothers and sisters, that is.
Well, we used to have a caller from Australia, Egypt. We had an advertiser from Egypt.
Okay, it's time. It's time to go to break. It's break time.
Don't go
away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We got a lot more happening. You listen to the Blind and Beyond advertising. That's right. You listen to the Blind and Beyond anniversary show. Don't go away. Right.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and will offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down,
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Anniversary Show. I said it before when I said it. I should have said it's Blind and Beyond Anniversary Show. That's me screwing up once again. That's why this is a talk show that we talk, you listen, you talk, we listen. So, even when I screw up, by the way, don't forget, we're a non-profit radio show. We're here every Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We have on the line right now two callers, Debbie and Grant in St. Petersburg, Florida. Debbie and Grant, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Hey, Michael, happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, happy anniversary and congratulations. Good show.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie and Grant Downey. We appreciate that so much.
Appreciate your calls. Absolutely.
And you know, we've been listening since it was Blind Matters, and the way we found out about it, we went out for dinner usually on a Saturday night, and around 4 o'clock, our cab driver had it on in his cab, and that's how we heard about it. So that was really kind of cool.
Wow.
That's a story.
That's, so the cab boy, good stories tonight.
Yeah, like, and we've been sticking with you ever since and enjoying it, and thanks for everything that you guys do. You do a great job.
Hi, Debbie and Grant.
Hi, Zat. Who is that? Sheila. Hey, how you doing, Sheila?
Hey, Debbie and Grant. Gary here.
Hey, how are you, Gary?
Well, thank you for your friendship and your support, Debbie and Grant. We're going to go to our next guest now. Thank you so much for being out there. We appreciate it.
Thank
you for calling in. Right. We appreciate your calls.
Thanks, guys.
Since Blind Matters, yep. How do you like that?
So right now on the line,
Sheila's going to take it away.
Sheila, you're up.
All right. I want to welcome Alabama Industries for the Blind. I have Donovan, who is the Special Operations Manager, and Jeff, who is the CEO. Welcome, guys, and thank you so much for your sponsorship of the show.
Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, Sheila. I have to say, this is Jeff Papalia, and I have a tough enough time learning this Alabama lingo. Also, being a Northeast guy, they're teaching me how to say y'all and all
that's
this
a good
stuff.
Thing, Jeff.
And, somebody from Cherry Hill, New Jersey, saying y'all. I don't know.
Yeah, this Northeast accent just doesn't do it. It's exciting. But congratulations, Michael and Lynn, on your anniversary. And
thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Donovan.
We're excited to be on here.
Well, thank you so much. It's folks like you, Alabama Industries for the Blind, that help sponsor the show and help us, because without Alabama Industries for the Blind, there is no Blind and Beyond. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you. So tell us
what's new with Alabama Industries, if anything. And Donovan, we haven't heard from you, so welcome.
Hi, Donovan. It's Dave.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Good, man. Good to hear you again.
Yes, good to hear you. I met your friend a couple weeks ago.
I hear we've got a mutual friend up there.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And y'all, Jeff is doing a good job at sinking to Alabama. He's been blessed every which way. You can just ask him. He's had blessed days, and he's been blessed, and bless your heart and everything.
All the blessings you can get.
And I'm sure you guys know Dave and Rhonda Trott.
We absolutely know. And, sure. You know, I'm the treasurer for the state affiliate.
So, will I meet you in Jacksonville?
Yeah, you will. I've been. I was in Chamonix. I'm there usually, so I'll be in Jacksonville. Yes.
All right.
So I'll look you up.
All right. Please do.
See, he knows how to say y'all.
He does.
Well, I was raised in Alabama. I'm not originally from Alabama, but I was raised in Alabama. But I do want to say that the blessed part here that we talked about is we're blessed to have Jeff as our CEO, and I want him to answer your question about all the good things going on.
Okay.
So, well, Jeff, Donovan, I don't deserve all that, but thank you, and you're such an important part of our leadership team, and that's what we have at Alabama Industries for the Blind. We just have a great team.
Yes,
hey,
we do.
Jeff, this is Dave in Orlando. I think the one thing you're missing yet, you've got to go to a crawfish boil. Then you'll totally be indoctrinated.
Wait, what is that again, Dave?
So you got to attend a crawfish boil there.
I would probably anything involving food I would love. So,
Donovan can tell you about that, but I know that they can do some crawfish boils there in not quite as good as New Orleans now, but close. So
I don't know, Jeff. This is Sheila, and I love a crab boil as long as there's no crawfish.
It has
to have shrimp.
I agree. Yeah. I'm not looking at those little things.
No, the crawfish, no.
Gross.
Well, Jeff, don't you have to bite the head off the crawfish?
But anyway, so Jeff, tell us what's going on with AIB.
Well, you know, we're just excited what's going on at AIB. We are growing, we are hiring. We're really excited. We in the past 3 months, we have hired 15 blind employees.
Oh, wow.
Our HR manager, Tracy Martin, I just cannot give enough credit to her. She just goes above and beyond and great on outreach. We have a blind individual coming in from Arkansas. We have a half commitment from another blind individual from Tennessee that is looking for employment. And we're happy to offer a great place of work at AIB. And just so many people and living the mission. We're just excited because we're really busy and we're looking to hire. And if somebody is out there that is blind and needs a job, I promise you they're going to have a great opportunity at AIB.
So how can they find out about employment at AIB?
Well, Donovan, can you answer best? I know Donovan was trying to set up a website, but we can give out a phone number. Donovan was actually trying to get a couple things done. Donovan, what do you think's the best way? Because I know a lot of the blind people may not be able to write down an email or phone number, but go ahead, Donovan. I'm going to hand that one to you.
The best way is to go to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We have worked on that email address, Jeff, and it's in process, we'll say.
Okay.
But the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, it has a sponsor page, and they can reach that. And our
information is out there. 100% correct. 100% correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our information's out there. And so they can get that, and they can also, you know, Lynn Golder is the best. And she points people to us. So
amen.
They call and ask about us. So, you know, those are ways they can get to us, but we will have that address up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming on board. Thank you so much for sponsoring our show. Thank you for being there for us.
See you soon, Donovan.
Thank you.
Yes, we will. And happy birthday, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
I think before we go to your trivia, or should we do Gary's trivia real fast?
Yeah, let's do Gary's.
That's been waiting a long time.
All right, who's the caller?
Charlene from Miramar, Florida.
What's her name?
Charlene.
Charlene?
That's what Chris said.
Hello.
The new one.
Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
It's Charlene from Miramar, Florida. Remember I won a Subway gift card from you?
Oh, yes.
Well, guess what? I got my daughter a nice veggie turkey sub and some chips and a chocolate chip cookie and a drink. So thank you.
That's
and I love your show. What? Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Keep on
listening.
Thanks
for being there.
Hey, keep on calling in and win more prizes.
Yeah, let's go to Gary so they can win a prize.
That's right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Charlene.
Thank you.
Bye, Gary.
Thanks for listening.
You're up, Gary.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Hurry.
This could be an easy one. What is the closest planet to the moon? What is the closest planet to the moon? If you want to win a Subway, you need to call 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Please call on in and win a sub from Subway.
What's the question again?
What is the closest planet to the moon?
I have to say, you come up with these questions that are unbelievable.
Michael, it's not difficult.
I know it's not difficult, only you can come up with these things.
But you want winners.
I think it's good, Gary.
Lynn just figured
thank you, Dave.
I just realized. Lynn
thought it was good, too.
I thought it was going to be hard, and then I went, wait a minute, that's an easy one.
If Lynn just figured it out, it's easy.
We want to give away prizes.
That's right. Dave and I do anyhow.
David, what'd you have for dinner tonight?
I had myself a nice Caesar chicken salad, actually.
Well,
we always get that. And I still got plenty to bring home. In fact, we got a
nice room with a full size refrigerator.
Oh, good. I was gonna
ask. Oh, wow.
In a kitchen, yeah.
And Brendan, what did you eat at dinner?
I ate the most fatteningest thing. No, I had salmon, and then I had one of the loaded sweet potatoes with the cinnamon and the
salmon. What else did
salmon and loaded sweet potato? That sounds good.
I gotta say hello, Brenda.
Hi there, Gary. Happy anniversary, you guys. We love you all.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you back.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. That was Chris's line. All right, we should be getting some callers for Gary's trivia.
Yeah, it's so easy that they think that they're wrong, but they're right.
Exactly.
I'm sitting here trying to figure it out. That's Evie behind
you. Well, I thought it was a good question because of the eclipse coming up. So
Gary,
I thought that would be a good question.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't give it away. Don't say anymore.
Well, I'm glad to get a listener to call in and win.
That's okay. We want somebody to win.
Exactly.
We want somebody to win.
Yeah. So,
there is one important tip. The sun is not a planet, right? Just want to help him a little bit there.
Wasn't that nice with Sharon on before? And then she got to talk to Chris.
What is he doing?
Terrific.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, Dave, did you get your questions figured out for what I was asking you to ask?
For the Indy 500 for next month. I'm building up a pile of questions because I've got a lot of different people to ask, I think. So
good.
Depends on who I'm gonna have access to. We're gonna pull some strings though.
What are you talking about? It's a big secret.
Oh no, he had some ideas for questions I should ask, like people in the pits, the pit workers.
Oh,
and stuff.
MA. Yeah, the Indy 500.
So,
head mechanic.
You just imagine, Len, those tires are going over 200 miles an hour for a long time. How hot they get.
Yeah.
You know, how do you change a hot tire?
I got a question that nobody's going to ask. I got one
carefully.
Question nobody's going to ask. What happens with the race car drivers if they have to go to the bathroom? And they're in the race.
They can do it in the car.
Some of them do, but the rule is the rule. Well, I'm NASCAR, but indeed, the rule is if you the drivers made special seats, and if they mess in their car, they have to clean it up. So.
There you go. Okay, guys, we have callers. Not to interrupt, but Chris said we have callers for Gary's question at 7:56. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Hey, everybody, listen. We have Charlene from Miramar calling in. We got our friend Howie from Delray Beach calling in. Gary from Lake Worth calling in. And we have Alan from Boynton Beach calling in. In that order.
Wow. What was the last one? I didn't hear the last one.
Alan from Boynton Beach.
Oh, well, who was first?
Charlene.
Oh, okay. I guess she wants to take her mother out again.
Right. All right. Well, Charlene, how you doing? Welcome back.
Welcome back, Charlene. Charlene.
Back.
Charlene, you're up.
First
answer. Charlene.
Yes. Hi.
You have the answer?
Hey. What's
it's
up? You can't be right. The Earth? Yes, you are. You are a winner. You're going to get a Subway sub from Subway.
She just won herself a $10 gift card. For those who didn't hear what she said Earth, which is correct. Earth. And for those people who don't know, that listening to this show, you're all on planet Earth. This is the planet Earth.
Most of them, anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlene, hold
on. Funny.
Hold on one
funny?
Moment, Charlene. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay, you know thank you.
For years, when people say, where am I from? I always say, I'm one of the Earth children. They don't know. And they don't know what I'm talking about. I always said, for years, I used to say, where are you from? I said, I'm one of the Earth children. Planet Earth. And they didn't know what I was talking about.
Hey,
thought you were a hippie.
Let's say hello to Gary from Lake Worth and Alan real quick from Boynton Beach. Gary, how you doing, Gary?
Hello, Alan.
Hi, Michael. Happy anniversary, everyone.
Thank you so much.
That was Gary from Lake Worth. And, yep, let's go. Thank you, Gary. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thank you, Gary.
And let's say hello to Alan from
Alan.
Never mind. No Alan. All right, there we go.
No Alan.
You're going to go to top of the hour?
Top of the hour it is.
Okie dokie.
Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, our anniversary show. Don't go away. Right back.
Introducing the Xumo Streambox from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Streambox, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Streambox also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Streambox is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301 or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.